Once again, thanks very much, everybody, for being on the call today, helping us get the message out on a daily basis. It's Easter weekend. We know that this is probably causing you some inconvenience, but quite frankly, there's a lot of inconvenience in the community right now. And we want to ensure that this message gets out on a daily basis. So with that, we know we've got Dr. Canton on the line, so we'll let her lead off. Thanks so much.
Good morning. Thank you. So for today, the Porcupine Health Unit is reporting two new COVID-19 cases amongst residents in the Porcupine Health Unit area. So at this point in time, we have 628 tests submitted that we're aware of. There's been 39 positives, 481 negatives. There are 110 pending test results. 11 cases have now resolved, and unfortunately, two deaths. The first case that we are updating today is a male in his 60s. He was a contact of a confirmed case, remains in self-isolation in the area of Matheson, Iroquois Falls, Smooth Rock Falls, and Cochrane, and was tested on April the 6th. The second is a female in her 90s. She, as well, was tested on April the 6th. At this point in time, there's no known link to other confirmed cases nor to international travel. She remains in self-isolation in Timmins. The one most important and unfortunate, and I recognize very concerning for all of us, update is that this signals the first case of a resident in a retirement home in the Porcupine Health Unit area. We know from other areas in the province that this is a population we've all been working really hard to try and protect, and I can assure you that the home involved has also been doing this. We are working with this home to investigate the case and assist them in taking all the necessary steps to protect all their staff and their residents. At this point in time, we ask for respect and privacy for those involved, including the home, while they work through their process to contact the families and staff involved, because really people should hear from them directly prior to any public announcement. So once we are able to provide more information, likely later today, we will provide that in a media release. But we continue to work with them to take all the steps necessary for all of the residents and staff involved, and we understand how concerning this is for everyone to hear. The current number of confirmed positive cases is now 39, and the updates are on our website. Our information line at the health unit, again, remains open today from 11 to 3, and the numbers are available online on our website and Facebook and have been shared pretty widely. So again, just another unfortunate reminder that we do see community transmission of COVID-19 in the Porcupine Health Unit area. And again, this means that we are seeing cases that are not linked to international travel nor to other confirmed cases. While we do still see cases that are linked to others and those that we've been able to continue to follow up with and remain in isolation, the fact that we're seeing cases not linked to these, again, just reinforces the utmost importance for absolutely everyone to stay home. Stay home as much as possible. If you are not an essential worker, stay home and only go out for necessities, and if possible, only one person from the household. This would only be to pick up groceries, prescriptions, or to a medical appointment. Stay home if you're not feeling ill, if you're not feeling well, sorry. And we recognize that this holiday weekend, it is even more challenging to not be visiting with loved ones and friends that we don't live with. But it is so critical at this point in time. Please, please do not go out unless you have to. Stay with your immediate household family members only. Connect with others in different ways. If you have to go out for essentials, maintain physical distancing of 2 meters at all times. Wash your hands very well, 20, 30 seconds, or a hand sanitizer. Please do not touch your face. Wash commonly, touch surfaces frequently, and stay home. Keep physically distant, but socially close. Stay home if you're feeling unwell and connect with a primary care provider or the health unit. Wash your hands often and well. Help us stop the spread of COVID-19 in our area. Thank you. We're all in this together. Merci. Miigwech.
today. Media have questions for Dr. Kent?
If it's somebody that's in a retirement home, does that mean that it will be declared an outbreak similar to Extendicare when there's one confirmed there?
Yes, exactly. Thank you. I didn't clarify that, but definitely whenever there is a case in either one staff member or one resident across the long-term care home sector, it does require the declaration of an outbreak, and it is managed as such. And so, yes, we have done that.
And can we say where the outbreak is at?
At this point in time, we have one case, and we continue with the investigation and follow-up, and we'll provide more information as appropriate when available. Thank you.
Any questions for Dr. Kent?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Catton. Next up, the Timmins and District Hospital doesn't have an update today, although they remind the public not to invite COVID-19 to your dinner table this weekend, to stay safe, stay home with immediate family members only, and wash your hands often. Next, I'll check in with the Cochrane DSAP. Is there an update from Brian Marks?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks, Dave. Emergency medical services, we had 14 calls in Timmins yesterday with 6 of them failing the screening protocol. Well, food security programs, last week on the heaviest day, they distributed 100 meals. So the providers have prepared up to 150 meals for distribution each day this long weekend. For volunteers, the electronic form is in place and can links to the form, and for any questions volunteers might have, they can be found on the Cochrane DSAB website, www.cdssab.on.ca. Roles for volunteers include everything from meal preparation and serving to packing and handing out food, as well as deliveries. On the homeless front, yesterday we had 12 patrons at the McIntyre Arena, 30 at Northern College, 5 at the Cedar Street location and 12 in the transition units, for a total of 59 people housed. Living space personnel remain on site in addition to security supports to ensure all patrons monitor social distancing. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. I'll check with the media now if there's any questions for Brian or others. Okay, then thank you. We'll ask Mayor Ferry for some closing remarks today.
Thank you much, all. It's we're in the middle of Easter weekend. You know how important the weekend it is. Obviously, the news that we've received this morning isn't anything that we would have wished for. Our thoughts and prayers have to be with everybody that's been affected by this dreadful virus. And tomorrow is Easter Sunday. We'll be here. As usual, and once again, all of the thanks to everybody that's out there dealing with this on a global, on a daily basis, and quite frankly, putting themselves at risk. These are very troubling times, unsettling times. Please find strength wherever you may, and as I said, we'll be together again Easter Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Perry, and thanks to the members of the media for joining us today.